Hi everyone, just a quick disclaimer before we get into the episode. While we were recording, the price of the Switch 2 was actually shadow dropped on the website, so a few of the jokes no longer make sense. The regular Switch 2 will be $449 or £395, and the Mario Kart World Bundle will be $499 or £429. Enjoy the video.
We just watched the Switch 2 Direct, and they finally answered some questions that I believe we all had. Like, when is it release? June 5th of this year. How much does it cost? It cost...
Hello and welcome to Across the Podcast. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Stan.
There is no price. You were lied to. I'm not sorry. However, we have some wonderful news today because we did just watch the Switch 2 Direct and they've released a lot of new information.
Yes, we got many things answered. The price, not one of them, unfortunately. I really wish we did, because I'm very curious about it. But we did get the release date, which, as I said before, is June 5th of this year. If you're watching this in the year of 2025. If you're watching this any later than that, tell us why. Why are you watching it?
Nostalgia. We became famous.
Yeah, I mean, hey, could be. You never know. Look, some people do it. They don't even try. Look at us. We're not. Now,
but the biggest question was the C button.
It was
for many people, and we finally have an answer.
Yes, we got a wonderful answer. As a matter of fact, it's an answer that just brings us back to what we all love about gaming, and that is talking to each other, because we know we can't do anything in a game without being able to talk to somebody that's either playing that game or not. Apparently, that's Nintendo's change up on it. Discord is now available on the Nintendo Switch 2 system. It's just baked into there with the NSO package. With that, you are able to talk to people that are playing the game that you are playing, either online or offline. Of course, you have to be online for the communications to work, but offline works for the game that you choose and that they choose. It does not have to be the same. Very interesting concept there. You can watch someone else play another game on your screen while you play a game. The only problem is going to be that while your game is running at a crisp 30 to 60 FPS, unsure on the exact limits of that, the person below you will be playing at a whopping 10 FPS. And that is not an exaggeration. In their own showcase, they displayed the fact that those bottom screens were running way behind. It looked like Breath of the Wild on the Wii U. It was rough. But
we should also clarify before we get too far that it isn't actually Discord. It just looks exactly like Discord.
That is true. Yes, it's
down to the green bubbles and everything.
It is as much not Discord as Quicksilver is not The Flash, okay? It's about what we're working
with. Let's not start that fight.
I mean, hey, you know what? You got to catch me before you can. But along with that, we were introduced to many new features, such as the microphone that is on top of the Switch that can pick you up from across the room, you know, because you're going to be just casually sitting across the room playing a game, talking to a microphone. In the showcase, they even gave an example of a blender being turned on by what I can assume was someone's roommate. And while that blender was still on, the microphone, with its fascinating technology that I can only assume is AI, allows you to be able to still be heard over the blender. How do you think that's going to work?
I think that is very interesting. Noise suppression is usually, to be good at least, very specific to the environment you're in. So to make it general like that, to put it in a console that will be in the homes of hopefully thousands, if not more, they're going to have to really try. I don't know if it's going to be as good as Crisp, obviously. Maybe we did see that Discord have released an SDK. Maybe it does just straight up use Discord.
That's possible.
It didn't say that, though, and I feel like they would have done if it did. So I feel like Nintendo have tried to develop their own, and I don't know how well that's going to go.
Yes, we've all seen how the app works for their communications, and it's nothing promising, That's not even to begin to talk about the rest of their online portfolio. But with that, you were also given the ability to use a camera. So you guys remember the Xbox Kinect from back in the 360 days, you know, 20 years ago? Nintendo has reinvented that and given you a webcam that you plug to the top C port of the Switch while it's docked, from what we've seen. And that gives you the ability to have your face showing on other people's consoles. What it gives me the idea of is that we're going to have a bunch of new Twitch streamers using their Switch 2 to stream with, and I cannot wait to see that. And even more importantly, I cannot wait to hear that. Just so excited.
This does mean that the top USB-C port is both data and power, though, which is quite exciting. My biggest question is whether that's going to be limited to Nintendo-specific peripherals, or if we're going to see a bunch of new Switch 2 webcams pop up from various companies.
I would be surprised if Nintendo was able to stop companies from making them after they release their console. I will say, as of right now, Nintendo is probably banking on they're the only ones, that their hardware can only work with their hardware. But, you know, give AliExpress 2 weeks and then give it another 6 weeks to arrive, and you will have a webcam that is not branded Nintendo.
We will have to see.
Yeah. I firmly believe in them. It'll get around to it at some point. We have docks that you can just plug. I have one here. See this? This is a Switch dock. Now, I know what you're thinking. That doesn't look anything like a Switch dock, because this is, in fact, what a Switch dock looks like. For those of you who can't see what I'm doing right now, this is the Switch dock for the OLED Tears of the Kingdom. It's white, it's pretty, and honestly, a bit lacking. But then on the other hand, I have a little red and blue, obviously trying to be Nintendo-themed, but it just kind of misses the mark on the fact that that's more of a salmon color. But it is just simply a box that you plug up to your Switch. That's it. This is what AliExpress does. So don't think that they're not going to have some kind of webcam that you can plug up to this thing. It's going to happen.
I will say, I don't recommend using those, because the Switch has a very specific power delivery protocol which can brick it if you use stuff like
that's
that.
That's very true.
Which begs the question, to be fair, is the Switch 2 going to use a similar power delivery protocol, or will it just allow you to use normal USB-C cords, because that would be quite nice.
Right, because if they do have it that way, they might have it working, I guess you would say, retroactively, to where if you plug something into it, because that is also where power can go in, that perhaps you could brick it trying to use a webcam of another brand. I will, for disclaimer, I do not use this. I simply have it. I don't even remember how I got it, but I have it. So that's the
typical man.
Off-brand Switch dock. I have my docks in a row. But I have them lined up where they need to be, so I can use the right ones. I am funny. It's okay. Somebody laughed. I guarantee you at least one person laughed. And for that one person, thank you. Everybody else, I don't know, read a book.
Or play the new Switch 2 with the brand new HD display. We are going to see 1080p resolution on the Switch 2, which is almost... I forget the exact number. In the Direct, they said it's about double the pixels that was on the Switch 1. Obviously, that takes into account that the actual screen is larger.
Yes.
But the resolution will still be better.
Yes, because now we're up to a 7.9-inch display screen that is supposed to be 120 frames and at the HD 1080p. Now, that is in handheld mode. When you dock it, however, you are supposed to be able to get what is a claimed 4K 60 frames. We're not sure how they're going to get to that, if it's some kind of AI upscaling. They did not mention it at all. As a matter of fact, they didn't even mention the 60 frames. It was in a little writing at the bottom. You had to zoom in for it. Pause. Really fast with that pause button, which during a live stream, you know, It's a great way to just slide something under someone's nose. I thought that was very interesting.
I would imagine it works similarly to when the PS5 launched, and they said, was it 8K they said it could do? And there's like a game or two that technically can.
Yeah.
But the rest of the library very much cannot.
So I have the PS5. It's specifically what you're talking about. I have the PS5 Spider-Man 2 bundle. On the box, it says 8K. Now, after they released it and realized the mistake that they made, they then changed the box. So they don't say 8K anymore, but mine specifically does. And I've never seen anything in 8K. Don't know what it looks like. I imagine it would cost 8K to be able to see something in 8K, though. And I don't have that right now. So, not going to find out. Not for me. But
120 frames is exciting, because not only does that mean that newer games will be able to run at higher FPS, it also means that things like black frame insertion will be possible, which has been on my radar for a little while, and now it's going to look like I'm stealing it because the Wolf Den made a video on it last week. But it basically means that you can run retro games at 120 FPS, but make every other frame a black frame, which means the game actually still runs at 60 FPS, but it looks a little more like a CRT with the way that it draws, which is quite nice.
Oh, yeah. News to me.
No idea if they're going to do that. Maybe some of the Nintendo Switch Online, all the games will be able to do that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And, you know, we're doing all these remasters that we found out from the last Direct. Was that last week when we had that? They gave us all that new information, specifically saying, we're not going to tell you anything about the Switch 2. That's next week. Come back then. So we got all of that, and then that's where the speculation started to figure out when the release date for this thing was, and we found out today. It's a good time. June 5th, 2025. Be there. Pay a amount that we don't know.
There are a few more things. Yeah. I love that. No mention of price whatsoever.
Nothing had a price.
There are a few more things. There are better speakers, there's surround sounds, there's supposedly a better kickstand.
Yes. Yes. Supposedly.
Which I'm now noticing you changed on the dock to say kickstand. Or was that just me not typing correctly?
You got me on your brain? Is that what's going on there?
Might be.
For those of you who don't remember, at the beginning of the show, I am Stan. And apparently this guy wants to kick me. So.
Boy, do I. But anyway, the more exciting news is the Joy-Con 2s.
Yes, yes.
They are actually called that.
The official name.
Joy-Con 2.
Joy-Con 2. It's...
I love it.
Baffling. Nintendo.
They are taking no chances with the Wii U. They're just slapping a 2 on everything.
Nintendo hired the same people that make up the Call of Duty names, apparently, to name their accessories.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
They are bigger. They have bigger... I forget what the buttons are called. When you take the Joy-Con off and you use it just as a controller, it's like Z. Is it Z?
Yeah, ZR, ZL.
Yeah, the inside of the Joy-Con, they're now bigger and also metal.
Yes.
Because they are what is used to hold it in place magnetically.
Mm-hmm. We even have a new slide button on the back. Instead of having these rails with the little button that deteriorate if you take them on and off enough, which you shouldn't, just get a controller. Not that hard. But for those of you that don't do that, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Instead of having to worry about your rails being, for lack of a better word, grinded away, you now have the ability to just press in a little button and it snaps. It says that there's a charge, a magnetic charge, between the magnet that is on the Switch and the metal ZR and ZL buttons. Not sure the exact science behind that, but... You know.
So if you've been to school and you're aware of how electromagnets work, it's that. Very simple stuff, actually.
But they tried to over-explain it. They really did. They tried to make it sound like they just came up with the next great thing.
Well, of course.
But to be fair, the Switch 2 is the next great thing. So I'll give them that. But they were pinpointing in, like, just going in that this magnet was all that in a bag of chips. Yeah, that's an old saying for you.
They now have bigger thumbsticks to go along with the larger buttons. No mention of Hall Effect, though.
Not at all. Not at all.
Honestly, I don't mind. I think Hall Effect is overrated. You can have good regular sticks and you can have bad Hall Effect sticks. It depends entirely on how it's manufactured.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what they say, big stick, big drift. So we'll see how that goes. Now, speaking of big, though, another thing that they have upgraded is the standard size for their memory. Okay. 256.
It's not a standard size. It only comes with one size.
It's for now, it comes in this size, and the size that it's launching with is you get 256 gigs of holding your online games. And that is a lot better than what the original Switch launched with. Do you care to take us down the road of how they explain their new memory cards?
So it's pretty simple. MicroSD isn't the standard anymore. They use MicroSD Express, which I believe also currently only goes up to 256 gigs.
Really?
It's essentially the same difference between a hard drive and a solid state, but for SD cards.
Yeah.
Obviously not down to the moving parts and everything, but if you're just looking at it, it's faster. It means the games will load faster. It means they can do more stuff in the games because they load faster. And it means you don't have to worry about the games not running properly because you've got them on an external SD.
Right, which is a big worry for a lot of people. I'm especially one. I do not like playing a game off of a memory card. I like playing the game off of the console. Now, whether or not that's just because I'm old or because there's actual science behind that, which there is. So, you know, it depends on your write speed, read speed. That all does factor in. But again, I am old. So.
It will, of course, still be a bit slower running off the microSD, but it won't actually detriment the gameplay.
Hey, if you played a platformer,
ways that it used to.
That button timing is all. You got to beat that world record. And you miss that button by just a fraction because that memory card wasn't fast enough, and you tell me it doesn't matter. Okay.
Speaking of buttons, there is a new Pro Controller with a new C button to go along with the one on the Joy-Con 2s, and it also has assignable GL and GR, they're running out of letters, buttons on the back that are essentially like the Xbox Elite controller paddle things. They're assignable buttons.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to be assignable to macros or if they're just assignable to pre-existing buttons.
Yeah, they did not go very far into that, which, to be fair, they didn't go very far into a lot of things. They kind of just...
We got a little about a lot.
Yeah.
And we will hopefully soon get
except the price.
Detail.
We got a lot about nothing.
Except the price. We got nothing. It also has an audio jack on the Pro Controller, so they are finally catching up with the PlayStation 4.
Yes, and the Xbox 360 controller, I think, had that. Like, it's been around for a while, Nintendo.
Might be.
we're glad that you caught up.
That is it to do with hardware.
Well, we did have the one little thing, and I know.
Oh, the
I know
compatibility. How,
well,
yes.
No, not just the compatibility, but there's one more thing that slipped your mind, and it's because they hit it. Apparently, the Joy-Con 2s are coming equipped with HD Rumble. Now, they did not say this out loud.
Oh, I took that off.
But if you, yeah, exactly, because they hit it. But they are equipped with HD Rumble. They did not announce this, but if you were paying very close attention, there was a spot where it just happened to be talking about the Joy-Con, and it said HD Rumble there. So we do know that that is confirmed, which is good, because we all like a little HD Rumble in our Joy-Con 2s.
I originally put this on the dock because I thought it was impressive, because I don't actually own a Switch 1, and I wasn't aware that it had HD Rumble. Now that I know that it did, it's not very impressive that the Switch 2 has it. It's almost expected.
Some of the concern was that with adding the mouse feature to the new Joy-Con that they may take some things out in order to make room for, you know, newer things. And HD Rumble...
I mean, it is just an optical sensor.
Yeah, but you never know. Nintendo, if you opened up a Joy-Con before, Nintendo can get wild with their wiring. So that optical sensor could take up half the thing. You didn't even know. That's why the buttons are metal, because the optical sensor was... But, you know, there's tons of things that could be because of whatever. So it's nice that they did keep the HD Rumble in there. It is a good feeling for a lot of gamers to have that. And I'm glad that it's there. And the metal buttons, actually, thinking of it now, will add more weight to them, which is a thing that a lot of people like. I'm in that crowd. I do not like holding a controller that feels like it's nothing. It makes me feel like it's very cheap. So having some weight to the Joy-Con 2 will make it feel, I believe, more premium.
They have gotten rid of the IR sensor, I believe. I've seen no mention of it.
That is true.
Also seen no mention of the fact that it isn't there. But
yeah, they have not said whether or not that is there or not. But let's be honest. How many of us used it? I didn't.
Yes. So this is the thing where it says, if we skip ahead a little bit, we do eventually go on to talk about backwards compatibility, how it is both physical games and you can boot over your digital games as well.
Yes.
Where it says not every game is backwards compatible, I believe it is just talking about things like the 7 games that use the IR reader.
You're probably
and
right.
Ring Fit, because they're different sizes.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I could see Nintendo possibly creating some kind of paywall with specific games to make you have to buy their newer version. But they could prove me wrong. And it could just absolutely be the Ring Fit is not allowed. Or was it Hands?
Arms.
My bad. Wrong. They're connected. Okay. All right. Maybe they'll have.
So silly, man.
Hey, look. Hey, Switch 2, 2 arms. Just saying.
My word, he's a genius.
All right, hey. Let's calm down. Okay. Let's just a little bit. Now, with the mention of that, though, we were not told anything about the eShop. We don't know if there are going to be any improvements. There are no format change or anything. We are confirmed going to have NSO moving forward. It is going to be on both the Switch and the Switch 2, which is a bit comforting, I would say, due to the fact that as long as it's still existing on the Switch 2, that means it still exists on the Switch 1. So you still have support. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You can, however, move all of your digital games from the Switch 1 directly to the Switch 2 by using the same Nintendo account. So you won't lose them, at least.
Yes.
For now.
You will have to do
for a
that
bit longer.
On the website, though. They said that the way for you to do that is to go to their website and move your save data between your devices. They did not give an in-depth look on exactly how that will go or if it will go well, but it's Nintendo, so we'll find out, and we'll all probably not like it very much.
Building off not liking it very much, the digital physical cards, the stupid you can lend out digital games.
Yeah.
Building off of that, mm-hmm. There is now a game share feature, which is basically the DS download player who's come back.
Right.
Only a limited number of games will be compatible with download play game share. I'm going to accidentally call it download play a lot.
Yeah.
It works with the original Switch and the Switch Lite, so you can play your Switch games on the Switch 2. If you have them on the Switch 2, you can play them with other people who are still just using a Switch. However, going forward, the games exclusive to the Switch 2 will obviously not be available to download play on the Switch 1.
Right.
Sorry, game share on the Switch.
Yeah.
I was joking about it.
No, go ahead. I will say they did give us a little nugget of knowledge, and that is that the Switch 2 game cartridges will look exactly like this. And if you're listening, this is a Switch 1 game cartridge. The only difference is going to be they're going to be red. There's not going to be...
Yes, a lot of people expected the little notch that the 3DS did.
There's not going to be a notch. They're just, none of that. They're just red. So I'm very curious to see what happens if you put a Switch 2 game into a Switch 1. And I will be testing that. As I'm sure
I imagine
everybody will.
Just tell you it can't read the card.
Well,
as long as they still taste the same, I'll be happy.
That's the most important part. Honestly, maybe since they're red, they'll have a little spice to them.
I hope so. It's all about that mouthfeel when it comes to new Nintendo Pro.
It is. I mean, if there's anything I'm going to do with a brand new game, it is stick it on my tongue. you got to make sure it's legit. If it's a real game, you got to watch out for those counterfeit games. They don't taste the same.
Speaking of new games, we have a cacophony of new announcements and releases. We have several first party releases. We have Switch 2 editions of older games. We have some NSO updates and a very long list of third party games that will be coming.
Yes.
You want to kick us off with some of the first party releases you're excited
for? I'm gonna start out with the one that I am the most excited. I'm gonna skip everything. Wait. Where do you have this at?
Oh, you're talking about Kirby.
Yes, Kirby. Where'd you put Kirby at?
That is in 2025 releases under first party.
My goodness. Okay, well, I'm going to kick this off then because I was given permission to. Kirby Air Rides. Does anybody remember that? I remember that. It was about 16 years ago in my... No, it was even longer than that. It's been... Oh, wow, it's been too long. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Anyways, it's a great game. Loved it. It was a wonderful part of my childhood. And I've been looking forward to that game for them to make a sequel or to remaster it to something. Give me something. It is my Mario Kart. Everybody else has Mario Kart. I have Kirby Air Rides. Well, now we have Kirby Air Riders, which is going to be for the Switch 2. It's not given a confirmed date of when it's coming out, but it does say 2025, and I am very excited for it. Now, if you would like to say which game you're the most excited about, go ahead. If you want to go in order.
I would just like to... put in a little bit there.
About which part?
Sakurai is directing the Kirby Riders game.
Okay.
It's quite notable, I would say. Also, the original Air Rides, not Riders.
That's what I said.
The original Air Rides was released in 2003.
22. Oh, my goodness.
Before I was born.
Yes, it is. After me, though. Like I said, I don't want to talk about it. Which game was it that you liked?
It didn't come after you were born.
Yeah, so something about a...
We have several games I am very excited for. Uh-huh. The interesting one is Mario Kart World. That's the big launch day release. Also coming with a bundled version of the Switch 2, you will be able to buy in one box Mario Kart World with the Switch 2, much like you did Wii Sports Resort back in the day.
Right. Have you ever wanted to play Forza Horizon on your Switch as Mario? Now you can.
Well, see, I grew up playing Crash Nitro Kart, which had an open world.
That's true.
To the extent that Mario Kart World does.
No, it's...
Or seems to.
We've been shown a lot of good things about it. The open world, you've got tricks and wall riding now, which is a big deal. An even bigger deal, time and weather cycles. Maybe they can get it right. We've seen where some other games have fallen short on that. Not going to call them out specifically. But hopefully they do get that right. There is a knockout tour, which I'm the most excited about, which you're going to race what essentially looks like an entire Grand Prix all at once. And at the end of each race, if you're not within a certain position, you're going to get knocked out. And I think that is a brilliant way to just do an entire Grand Prix without a loading screen in between each race.
I think it's great.
Sounds amazing.
I don't know if the finish line of one goes straight to the start line of the next. It seems you do have to drive between them, and the knockout tours will be maybe region-specific, because the map had several different regions,
yeah.
And you will maybe do... I imagine the tours will be within a region so that player one isn't halfway across the country from fifth place.
Depends on who player one is. Okay.
But yes, 24 races. There will be new tracks, it seems. The tricks and wall riding look very interesting. We didn't technically see anti-gravity, I don't think.
Oh, we did not.
Which means if it isn't there, a lot of tracks will not be returning.
That is true. Not sad about that, if I'm going to be honest with you. The anti-gravity wasn't the biggest thing on my list of racing or racing tracks that I even liked. I'm going to be honest with you.
I imagine it will probably still be there. They just didn't show it in the trailer, but
give
you
me
never know.
Baby park with 24 people and let's go wild. That's all I need.
It's going to be a great time.
It will be. And during that great time, if you want to stop and snap a selfie, you're in luck. We now
yes,
have the
there is a photo mode.
The new photo mode inside of Mario Kart. So just in case you wanted to show off your sweet ride with your friends, you can stop and go ahead and grab that selfie.
Because you can just drive through the open world as well.
You can, yes.
Without actually being in a race.
Yep.
It, which could be fun for 10 minutes.
Yeah, probably. That's, yeah. Yeah.
There was a lot of discourse when Mario Kart was first shown because we had a look at a new Donkey Kong design.
Yes.
And nobody quite knew how to feel about it. Mm-hmm. We now know the design is from Donkey Kong Bonanza, his brand new game that we'll be releasing on the 17th of July this year, just a month and a little bit after the Switch.
Yes, and you seem to be very excited about watching that trailer. You had a lot of input about it. I know it's a 3D platformer.
We haven't seen Donkey Kong in a while.
Well, I mean, you know, we keep getting his remakes. And I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm sick of the remakes.
If you keep getting remakes, then that means they must have been really good. So, hey. Unless you're a Pokemon fan. Then you don't know how that feels, do you? Sorry. Anytime I have a chance to take a dig at Game Freak, I'm going to do it. I named them that time. But yes, the new design does look great. The game itself looks great. Have you seen Mario Odyssey? Imagine that, but you're Donkey Kong, and you're underground.
It is just a 3D platformer with Donkey. This does raise the question of, are they just now waiting to announce a new 3D Mario, or is this replacing a new 3D Mario for the system, at least in its first year?
I mean, it could. I feel like it definitely could, especially as, I don't know if it's going to fully replace it, but as a stopholder, it'll do really well. I think it's fine. It's a whole lot better than just waiting. So I'll give them props for at least giving us a game.
It looks great.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good fun.
It'll be.
And as Stan tries to think of a segue, I am going to just go ahead and cut that dead air and say that Nintendo Switch 2 Welcome Tour was also announced and will be a launch title for the game.
Yes.
For the game, for the system. It's Astro's Playroom, but Nintendo.
Uh-huh, it sure is. It's, oh my goodness. That is where we got that little gem, that little nugget of knowledge about the HD Rumble being in the Joy-Con 2. Mm. Yeah, make sure you get that right. In part of the display showing, you have essentially it's Astro Playroom. You're gonna walk around an entire Switch console. You're gonna walk around the Joy-Con 2, and you're gonna learn about each section by simply pressing questions or question marks that are there, and it's gonna give you a little bit of information about each and every piece. And in that section, we did see in little print talking about the HD Rumble. So, like I said, they didn't broadcast it. They didn't talk about it, but they did show us. Unless it was a bait and switch, which I'm hoping it wasn't. But it is possible. But with that, you're going to have the ability to test out how the mouse works, the abilities that you're going to have going with it and learning how to use a mouse on a game console, because that's a thing that nobody does, right?
I think the big thing is the mouse will also be used alongside the gyro controls.
That is,
they're going to be using both at the same time.
That is true. It will be interesting to see somebody running their hand across a table with their other hand in the air waving around. That will be very fun to watch. I feel like the next time you go to a restaurant after the Switch 2 releases, you're going to see a lot of shenanigans. And it's gonna be a good time. You're gonna know what somebody's playing from how they're moving, and that's information I just need in my everyday life.
And I did neglect to put on the document mistakenly that the mouse is also, as I predicted and got laughed at for, will be used as FPS controls. It's going to be used in Metroid. It's presumably going to be used when they bring over the Halo edition and things like that as an FPS controller, and you're going to replace the WASD that you would usually use with just the left Joy-Con and the joystick.
That'll be very interesting to watch the generation of people learning how to play games like that.
I cannot wait for the sweaty little six-year-olds to crank some fat 90s in Fortnite.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is also a launch title,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is. They were very proud to show that Fortnite is going to be in it, which with 120 frames, I mean, hey, maybe.
You might get at least 40 of them.
Yeah. And with, you know, that stable internet connection, which we didn't really hear anything about. They didn't say anything about whether the Wi-Fi was better. The Ethernet port within the dock, we didn't really get any conversations about that. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe we get some more information about it. Because as of right now,
we did see that the dock at least has an Ethernet port.
That is true.
Because we saw the inside while they were showing off the fan.
Yeah, the lock.
But we don't know what kind.
The launch switch did not have that. The OLED did add that in. But this one is out of the gate. You're going to get it. Which is a great bonus. Still though, if you're gonna be playing Fortnite like this, that's a bold ask of that console. So
before we move on to third party, though, we do need to talk about Drag X Drive, or I should say DOD Drag X Drive. I watched the trailer twice. I still don't know what DOD stands for, but
that's a fair point.
It's there. Drag X Drive is the new IP everyone expected them to make. We all expected there's a new gimmick. They always make a new IP to use the new gimmick.
Yes.
This is that. It's going to be using the mouse and gyro controls to... It's a sports game played in wheelchairs. It's like Paralympic type sports, which is really cool to see. I honestly didn't expect that when I saw the trailer.
No, when the trailer launched, it originally looked like they were perhaps breaking it down a little bit. We were going to have some kind of DJ game. It quickly transferred into not a DJ game. So I'm not going to say a letdown, but like it had my hopes somewhere, and it took them somewhere else. Because this game does look good. It does look like it's going to be a fun time.
It does look really cool. Yeah. It's online play. It's coming out summer of this year, so presumably soon after the launch of the Switch 2.
I am excited.
Looks like a good time
for it to be the first and last game that utilizes all of the things that you're going to use the Switch 2 Joy-Con 2 for, because Nintendo is famous for doing that. They'll make one really good
game. We will see you here in 8 years. Talking about the fact that there is no more IR sensor nor mouse.
When the Switch 3 launches in 2042, we'll be sat here talking about how we're going to blow into a microphone, you know, like they did back in the DS days. But we're going to bring it back because it's retro. That's usually how that works.
Well, there is a microphone, for handheld mode.
I was questioning that, but I think the position of the microphone being up at the top of the Switch instead of being at the bottom, or for the DS, you remember it was in between the top and the bottom screen. Well, for this, I mean, you'd have to have it forward facing because you're not going to be able to like turn your switch down and then blow into it. You would have to be able to.
The thing is, it is forward facing though, and we saw that because of the fact that you're going to be able to use it from across the room.
It was simple.
It might even just monitor whether or not you're talking.
It was just simply
on the top.
If
they have these systems to remove background noise, which apparently they do, they might be able to tell if you're actually talking or if it's just background noise.
It'll be interesting to see how they do that.
I want to blow up my balloons for Mario Kart World Battle.
Oh man, hey, if they fix the internet, I'll take you on in that. I hope so. But
feel free to talk about that. Actually, yeah, that's an interesting point.
Well, so if Nintendo, as of right now, Nintendo's online capabilities are limited to certain NAT types. For myself, I have NAT type B, given the internet provider that I have. I can't really do anything about that. So because of that, Nintendo does not trust my internet to be able to allow me to play on it. Now, with that being said, they have before. I've had the same internet for probably about 2 years now, and a little over a year ago, I was playing online games on the Switch, and now I can't. No idea what changed. But something did, and hopefully it changes back with the Switch too, because I would, you know, really like to be able to use NSO. That's, you know, if I'm going to pay for it, I'd like to use it. So, and not only that, but the ability to play online with others is a big, especially in a game like Mario Kart World, where 24 people can play with you. I don't want to play with 23 bots. It doesn't seem as fun. I'm just going to win. And who likes winning all the time? So that's it for that. I won't complain anymore about my internet woes. But what I will do is bring us in to a brand new game that I don't think anybody was expecting. And that is the new Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. Which, if you remember the previous Hyrule Warriors, it was the prequel to Breath of the Wild. This is now the prequel to Tears of the Kingdom, which then also makes it a sequel to Breath of the Wild, making it the third game, and then making Tears of the Kingdom the fourth game. So you now have a quadrilogy of Zelda games that exist.
Like the Zelda timeline wasn't complicated enough.
Yes. You now have four Zelda games that are supposed to be in the same universe. However, this is, of course, a Hyrule Warriors game. It's not in the same vein as the Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild. It is a hack and slash Zelda game. It does look really good, and I'm really interested to see how the story goes. So I'm very excited for that. I'm glad that we're getting another Zelda game. It's supposed to be winter of this year. Not sure exactly what they define as winter, whether that means it's going to be a holiday game. If so, just say it's a holiday game, because if it drops in November, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I would much rather November than December. Let's go ahead and get it out of the way. I need to spend all of my money on Nintendo this year. Or at least I assume all of it. I'm not sure, because they didn't tell us how much it cost.
Well, there's plenty more to buy, because with that, they are also releasing Professor Layton this year, which is a series we haven't seen a new entry in quite some time. It doesn't say when, other than 2025, so we'll see.
We love the vagueness of Nintendo. If there's nothing else that they're better than anybody, it's their vagueness.
We're also getting Tamagotchi Plaza, which is a Switch 2 edition of a game that apparently already exists and I had no idea about.
Yes.
Which it will be releasing on the 27th of June, which, fun fact, is my birthday. I will be expecting presents.
I'll get you.
Speaking of Switch 2 editions, we have some better we have some better games.
Yes.
That will also be receiving Switch 2 editions.
Yes. Now a big little asterisk on this is that the majority of these games are games that are already out, but you can upgrade to them. So to get that kind of out of the way, you have the Zelda games you're going to be able to upgrade it to the Switch Edition, and Mario Party Jamboree. Now, those are the only ones that we've seen so far. Well, other than Kirby and Forgotten Land as well. I almost forgot that one. Wow. Kind of feel bad.
I have a list here.
It's not the Kirby game I care for, okay? Air Riders is where I'm at. Other than that, Kirby's...
There's five games they will be launching Switch 2 Edition. Yes, there's a list right in front of your face, good sir.
I can't see. Maybe I need glasses. You have glasses. Let me borrow those.
So, we kick it off. These are the Switch 2 Editions that will be launching with the Switch, I believe. We have Jamboree, which will be adding new mouse mini games. We will have in-game voice chat. There will be things actually in the game. There'll be little camera segments that link to your character and whatnot.
Yes.
Audio recognition. Mm-hmm. There will be a Bowser Live mode, which is like a stage show. I'm thinking Buzz Quiz, but it probably won't be that because they're not that cool. Carnival Coaster, which is another mouse mini game mode. Where you will feel that it's a roller coaster game that you play with a mouse, you drag the mouse to shoot, and you also feel the coaster through the HD rumble.
And also, if you go into a tunnel on this coaster, you then play a mini game, which was a very interesting thing.
Yes.
So it's kind of more like a mini game inside of a mini game. So. Minigame.
This is apparently releasing July 24th, so it isn't coming out with the Switch. I don't know why I thought that. But there will be upgrades available for that.
Take it away, though, you know?
I think some of them were. Some of them were coming out with the Switch. I can't remember which ones, but we're too deep into it now.
Hey, sir, you have a list.
Again.
It's right there in front of you. Read it.
I am reading it. Yeah. The Zelda Switch 2 Editions, we are getting Switch 2 Editions for both Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. They will have advanced resolution modes and higher FPS. We will also be getting, with both of those, Zelda Notes, which is a mobile app which will give you a GPS for the game. You'll also be able to, presumably, take notes, and you can also... Yeah, and copy some of the builds that you have in Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes, I care nothing for the notes or sharing builds, but I cannot wait to be standing by a tower to be told to take a left turn by an app on my phone. That'll be absolutely lovely to be gazing over the majestic plains of Hyrule and then being interrupted by a voice saying, "Turn left at the Lionel."
We will be getting it'll be great. It will be fantastic. What else will be fantastic is there is an extra story pack for Kirby and the Forgotten Land, which we'll be releasing with the Switch 2 Edition. It is called Star-Crossed World. We don't know too much about it, but it looked fun.
Yeah, from the trailer, it appears as though most of the characters in the game are going to mega evolve using some kind of crystal. And if someone can't get it right, somebody else has got to, right? So, we'll see how well that goes.
Metroid. Yes. This is what is releasing day one with the Switch.
Yes.
We are getting both a Switch and a Switch 2 edition, I'm presuming simply because they already told us it would be on Switch, so now they are legally obliged to make sure that it is.
I will say the benefits of... there are a lot of games that you may not see a benefit of getting, but this one... I feel like using the Switch 2 mouse mode is a definite benefit. It looks like such a fun game to be in that first person and just be inside the Metroid suit and using a Joy-Con 2 as a mouse to aim is going to be a great time. And that's probably going to be one of the only games I actually use the mouse mode for, and I'm going to have a blast with it. No
pun
intended.
It looks like a lot of fun. We will also be getting a Pokemon ZA Switch and Switch 2 editions when that releases.
Yeah.
The Switch 2 edition will be giving enhanced resolution and FPS. I believe that it is because, as we all know, Game Freak sucks major cheeks and doesn't know how to make a game properly.
Yeah.
So they're just relying on the crooks of the better hardware to give them better frame rates.
Yes, I will say, however, given the showcase that we were displayed, the windows still appear flat. So I'm very, very excited
indeed.
To see these 2D windows in my 3D Pokemon game. It would be It's going to be a wonderful time.
Speaking of Pokemon, though, if you do like the nostalgia of the old games, you will soon be able to play Pokemon Colosseum and games like it, as the NSO will be introducing GameCube on the Switch 2 only.
Yes, very, very excited for that. I can't blame them, honestly, given the hardware that we have with the Switch. Putting it on the Switch 2 does make a bit more sense. The GameCube is a bit more than some of the older consoles are. So it's a good thing that we're getting it now instead of never. We will be getting, as you said, the Colosseum game. We will also be getting Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness. So that's, you know, for those of you who know what that is, it's a big
later,
deal.
Though.
Yes, they unfortunately
there
they'll
are
be coming
a
later.
Handful of games
for the launch
that will
day
be released.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. No, I was just I'm your hype guy. Come on. For the launch day, man, what do we got? Go ahead.
We have Wind Waker, which is the one I believe everyone is most excited about.
Wind Waker.
I know I am. Wind Waker is very exciting because so far emulating GameCube is annoying unless you have a GameCube controller which works with the emulator, which you don't. Because why would you?
Right, because who does?
Wind Waker is cool. You will be able to use either the GameCube controller coming out with this new NSO expansion, or you will be able to remap the controls within NSO, within the virtual consoles. Are they still called that?
That's a good question. I don't remember it being specifically said.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Yeah. Within the Nintendo official emulation of Wind Waker, you will be able to remap the controls. So if you are just using a regular Joy-Con or Pro Controller, sorry, Joy-Con 2 or Pro Controller 2, you will be able to remap the controls and play a little bit easier. With Wind Waker, we will also be getting Soul Calibur 2.
Another two.
Love the twos.
Two it up.
F-Zero GX. And that is it. The rest of the bullet points are talking about things I've already said.
Yeah, except...
Titles coming later.
Except you did. You did go over a little bit of something. When you were talking about that GameCube controller to match the emulator, you will be getting a brand new wireless GameCube controller with a C button.
What you need in life, because you need that Discord ripoff whilst you're playing Wind Waker so that you can talk to people.
Yes.
Because who are you going to show your sick tunes to?
Exactly. And look, we have a C stick on the GameCube controller. What it was missing was a C button. I always wondered, it was always in my mind, why do we have a C stick but not a C button? And now we do. Nintendo has answered.
Tune in next week to give us the C trigger. But until then, titles coming later in, hopefully this year, will be Mario Sunshine, Fire Emblem Path of Pain. Path of Pain? That is a Hollow Knight thing. Path of Radiance.
Calm down, guys.
Which is also a Hollow Knight thing. Pokemon XD, Gale of Darkness, Super Mario Strikers.
Strikers.
Chibi
Strikers.
Robo is finally coming back. Strikers is very exciting.
Strikers,
TB Robo has got Scott the Woz doing backflips.
Oh, I imagine so.
Luigi's Mansion,
hopefully.
Very exciting.
Hopefully
Pokemon
Luigi's
Coliseum.
Mansion will run. Hopefully we don't have any problems out of
hopefully.
That one.
Hopefully.
And there are more to be unannounced. So they are going to give us more.
It will
this...
be announced.
Wait, did I say there are more that will be announced?
You said more to be unannounced.
I have to play that back. We'll see that.
Because
hey,
I have
in the
it
comments,
down that
in the comments, which one of us were
unannounced.
Right, which one of us was wrong? Okay.
I'll just show you in the edit.
No, it's just, no. I want you to leave it in there. I stand by my mistakes if I made it.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like Game Freak.
Speaking of mistakes, no. I'm kidding. We also have plenty of third-party support, which is good to see, because we had none with the Switch 1.
Yes, yes.
Almost
gone
none.
Are the days of buying a new console with no games to play.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, we have some big ones here too. We have newer games, which is a great thing. You love to see newer games being developed into it, especially with the way Nintendo is about doing their remasters and the fact that you have the same game for six different consoles because they made it a little shinier. The biggest one that, in my opinion, is, it's not the biggest game, but it's the newest. It's one of the better ones, is Split Fiction, which is going to be amazing to play on the Switch 2. And it'll be even better to play with your buddy who's got a Switch 1 still because his parents didn't buy him a Switch 2. So, hey.
That is assuming the game download feature works with that. We don't know.
That they
it
were,
would be nice.
They were saying that, you know, you could play your games from the Switch 2 and play them with people on the Switch 1. So I feel like that one... I feel like with the way that studio is very good about making sure that you get the most out of their game, being that it is a two-player game. So I feel like they, if
maybe
they, I'll be shocked if it doesn't, honestly. So
I would be surprised if it does, honestly. I think it would be a very Nintendo thing to do, to say that anything that releases Switch 2 exclusive cannot be download played or whatever it's called now. With Switch 1 devices.
That is true. I guess I didn't think of the hardware limitations either on such a newer game running on the Nintendo Switch.
Especially with something like a game share download play where you're not actually really downloading the game. You are kind of, but not to the full extent.
Well, if there was any game that I would trust the developers on, it would be Split Fiction. Any other game, I wouldn't even question it. I'd be like, nah, it's not going to work. But Split Fiction... that's probably found a way. As a matter of fact, if you have a Nintendo DS, you could probably play with your friends on Switch 2. They will find a way. They're great, great company. So, it's just wonderful. I have the game. It's for PS5. I'll have the game again for Switch 2. So, I have two copies of that game. Kind of like how I have It Takes Two. Or do I have that for 3? I got it. No, just
moving
carry on.
Before yes. He gets distracted, we
absolutely.
Also have Hitman World of Assassination Signature Edition coming. We have Yakuza 0 Director's Cut, which will have all new cutscenes. We have Deltarune coming to the Switch 2, which will also release 2 more chapters, giving us the 3rd and 4th chapters out of the 7 we were supposed to have 3 years ago. Yes. Civ 7 will be here with mouse controls, upgrade available from the Switch version that is apparently already out. News to me. Street me Fighter 6, Eat Your Heart Out Wood, amiibo statues and cards will be coming out.
Yes.
With an exclusive game mode that we still need more information on.
Yeah, so apparently
Hogwarts Legacy will be releasing with mouse controls. Yes.
Yes.
Everything that has an exclusive game mode, I imagine, will be something to do with the mouse.
Maybe not. Maybe it's got something to do with the mic. Hmm?
Maybe, yeah, you're right.
All right.
You're right. Yeah. Maybe you can put yourself in Street Fighter using the new Nintendo Connect.
Hey, maybe you can.
I'd love to see it.
I was going to say, we'll touch
Legacy,
more on that in a minute.
Hogwarts Legacy will be coming with mouse controls, which is upsetting to me because I almost worked for that company and that meant I would have known about the mouse like a year ago.
Yeah, you would have known so much. You'd have had to be quiet about it, though.
You
so.
Live in Elon. I would have.
Yeah, if you were going to say anything about it, you'd have had to have bravery default. Like that segue?
Bravely default.
Nah, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, but it's fine, fine. Bravely.
Bravely default HD remaster will be coming with new mouse minigames. Cyberpunk 2077 will be coming. That's an interesting one.
It will run. Maybe. Stay tuned to find out.
We'll see on launch day. Yeah. Survival Kids. That exists, apparently.
Yeah.
Kunitsu Gami, Path of the Goddess. Puyo Puyo Tetris 2S. Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma. Nobunga's Ambition, Awakening Complete Edition. Fast Fusion, the good old Fortnite, and Arcade Archives 2 Ridge Racer will all be releasing on launch day.
Yes, so you've got a decent sized library there, whether you're picking up physical or digital, that you'll have something to play. And not only that, but still backwards compatible.
But it doesn't stop there.
It does not. It doesn't stop for this year there. Okay, so we do have more games coming in 2025. We did not get, or for some of these, we did get exact release dates. So some of them are just 2025. One of them I'm kind of excited to see how it's going to run. We have Elden Ring coming in 2025 to the Switch 2. That will be either amazing or an absolute mess. And I'm excited to see which one it's going to be. What's going
to
be even more fun is if you're playing Elden Ring at 10 FPS on your main screen and your friends are using the online chat Discord and they're down in the bottom screen running at 2.5 frames per second. I'd love to see that, you know. Have you ever played Elden Ring in slow-mo? Maybe it's something you didn't know you needed until you got it. I can't say the next one. Can you say the next one?
Daemon? Daemon X Machina.
Oh, yeah.
Titanic Skion.
I was full on going to say Machina.
Well, you are American. Is a mech shooter that will be releasing on the 5th of September. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 will be releasing this summer. Borderlands 4 will be coming out this year. Yes. And then the big one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's take a moment to build some suspense for this. Now, a lot of leaks were suggesting that a specific game was going to be mentioned today. And not only did we get that game, we got a whopping 5, count them, 5 seconds of gameplay. 5 seconds. We got 5 from the time it started to the time it rolled credits to go to the next scene. We got 5 seconds of, go ahead and tell them,
Silk Song gameplay that we have seen before.
Yes.
The gameplay was not new.
Yes.
The release date was, though, I say release date, the release year.
Yeah.
We were told this is coming out this year.
It is confirmed, 2025 Silksong.
Which is technically new information.
Confirmed for now. We'll see if it stays that way.
That is true. Do you want to go ahead and run through the rest of them?
We got Story of Seasons, Grand Bazaar, Switch 2 Edition, coming August 27th. We have Goodnight Universe, coming 2025. We have Two Point Museum, also coming 2025. You have Wild Heart S coming July 25th, which is an actual date. You heard that right. Witchbrook coming out holiday. Once again, there's that word, the vagueness of Nintendo with holiday. And hey, it doesn't stop there because you have Marvel Comic Invasion, which is,
cosmic.
As you guessed it, cosmic. What did I say?
Comic.
I mean, to be fair. Marvel Comic Cosmic Invasion. Okay? Let's get it right. Also coming out in the holiday, we're getting Star Wars Outlaws. So, you know, for all of you that didn't play those games when it released on the other consoles, you can now not play it on this console sometime this year because that's all we got about it. Shadow Labyrinth, the Switch 2 edition, will release on July 18th. Is that Raidu?
Raidu.
Remastered. So hey, it's already existed. So however you say it, it's how you say it. Now you say it and say remastered after it. The Mystery of the Soulless Army is June 19th. No Sleep for Kaname? I'm going to say Kaname.
Kaname?
Maybe. Could be. Date.
I don't know.
The AI Somnium Files. What are these words you put
nom,
on?
Nom, nom, nom.
Coming out July 25th, and Reanimal. Because if you weren't already Animal, Reanimal.
Are you excited for any of those specifically?
Elden Ring, if it does good, will be exciting to see in handheld mode. You know, that's made by Nintendo. I'm sorry. I like Nintendo. I haven't bought any actual handhelds other than Nintendo. So it's bias, but I want to see it. I feel like it'll be. I'm excited to see because they announced Elden Ring for 2025, but we also have Elden Ring Night Rain coming out this year. And I'm wondering,
imagine,
is that going to be
usually the case? The Switch port will be done by a different studio.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if that one carries over as well. Other than that, Silk Song is a big deal to some people. Like this guy.
I am one of those people.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad it's finally coming out so people will stop talking about it. Other than that, that's really all I got about it. We do have some later game news. If you're interested in learning about what comes next year, we have The Duskblood, which is a FromSoft game. It's going to be only available, exclusive, to the Nintendo Switch 2, so they say. I know nothing about it other than what I was shown. It seems very interesting.
It's a FromSoft game.
I've been tricked before, so maybe. And then we have Star Seeker Astroneer?
There you go.
Not Astrobot. We have Star Seeker, not Astrobot Expeditions coming out in 2026 as well. And if you're even more curious about what... There's a lot of games here. Okay, they have a lot of games. We have unconfirmed games such as Hades 2, EA...
Well, they are confirmed games. They have unconfirmed release dates. That's my bad.
Yes.
I should have specified.
You should have, okay? I'm supposed to be reading this list. We're professionals. Not really. We're professionally being not very professional. I'll take that as a win. So you got Hades 2 coming out at some point. EA is bringing over their Madden series. There was no mention of the college football series. And they are also bringing the... Is it FIFA?
We call it FIFA. I believe you guys just call it EAFC. FC.
I thought we called it FIFA. I got FIFA 14, but I mean, that was 11 years ago.
Well, maybe they changed the name.
I don't know. It's possible they could have.
I'm pretty sure it's FIFA, but they're not calling it FIFA.
But with those I was talking about earlier, you said putting yourself into the game. You know, EA used to have a thing where you could take a picture of yourself to become a player in the game. So now with the Nintendo having a camera and it being a main feature of it, and EA now bringing their ports over, will we see something like that? Because I can't wait for my 0.2 megapixel camera to take a picture of my face and try to turn it into a character. That'll be absolutely exciting.
Can't wait.
I'll be just gonna be a couple of dots. You can announce the next one. That's a big deal for you.
We are guessing Project 007, which is in working title. That's probably not what the game is actually called. Being developed by IO Interactive, IOI, whatever you want to call them. I did a little bit of sleuthing, and by sleuthing I meant I went to their website, and it says it's an original James Bond origin story, which is quite interesting. They didn't actually say that in the direct, but if you look at their page, it is an origin story for James Bond, which has not been done before.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it. I think that'll be exciting. Hopefully they'll give us something. And you know, with EA, you can't be without 2K. We are going to get WWE 2K and NBA 2K to the Switch 2 as well. Very something for that. So that's lovely.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be something. For those of you who happen to hear us earlier talking about survival kids, if you didn't get enough of that, we now have 4 kids stranded. So, you know, we're gonna keep it kind of in the same neighborhood with that one. So we've got that coming at some point. You've got Gungeon, I think it was Gungeon 2, wasn't it?
I don't know. I couldn't see because the four kids stranded the live stream and kept it frozen.
That is
for
true.
A solid minute on the American version.
That did happen. It was very, very untimely. I believe it was Gungeon 2, but that's supposed to be coming out as well at some point. You can check with... What's the studio name again? Have we forgotten? Revolver? Revolver is...
Oh, Devolver.
Devolver. Right. Devolver, yes. They have more news about that, and they're supposed to be letting us know more about it as well, since Nintendo apparently didn't want to. We also have Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade. And being someone who doesn't know very much about Final Fantasy, yeah, you get that. You're welcome.
I have one question for you. Why so many suffixes? How many times are you going to rename the same game?
It's like Call of Duty as well. That's what Final Fantasy is turning into, Call of Duty. That's, we get a new one every year, and it's not even a new one, it's an old one. So, yeah. And put that in the comments. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you're listening to this right now going, there's nothing like Call of Duty. Tell me how it's not. I'm curious. No, seriously, I don't play either one of them.
I look forward to seeing none of your comments as this is the first episode going up on an empty channel.
Hey, you calm
Speaking
down.
Of falling flat, we have Human Fall Flat 2 that will be coming out at some point. And that is it. That is all of the games. A lot of stuff I don't recognize. A lot of stuff I'm sure many people are excited about.
Yes, it was a lot
it's
of
gonna
news.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, they gave us, which is great. They gave us a lot of news and then just never told us how much. So, honestly,
hopefully we'll see the price soon.
They could have kept 2/3 of this list to themselves and told me how much it cost. Tell me Mario is going to happen and tell me how much it cost. That's all I need to know.
But no Mario Paint.
That's true. I am surprised, honestly, that there was no mention of anything, really, that was pointing towards paint, unless they're holding that for a later date. I was really expecting to see that with the mouse. There was something. Yoshi paint, maybe? I don't know. DK paint?
I'm sure it'll happen.
It could work. But yes, that is everything from their direct for the Switch 2, which, again, coming out June 5th, 2025. Pre-orders are supposed to go up. The Switch 2 website is supposed to go live later on the 2nd. So by now, if you're listening to this, it should be live and not crashing like it was for me earlier when I tried to go to it. Not sure if they're going to announce when the pre-orders are going to be coming up, if that's going to be something that they release in a later direct, but hey, stay tuned. When we find out, you'll probably already know, but we'll tell you again anyways.
That is how the news goes. Thank you very much for listening or watching, everybody. We really do appreciate it. Do feel free to leave a like and subscribe or leave a 5-star review wherever you are. And we will see you across the pond next time.
Goodbye.